East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Umngeni Uthukela Water says heavy rain over the weekend damaged an important water system supplying the Umzumbe and Umdoni local municipalities in the Ugu district. The Mtwalume raw water abstraction system was affected when severe thunderstorms battered parts of KZN on Sunday. The utility says the temporary weir used to abstract water from the Mtwalume River was washed away. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo says the water system is currently unable to abstract raw water for treatment after submersible pumps were displaced by the flooding.
Extensive repair work has already begun, and Umngeni Uthukela Water has deployed additional technical and operational resources to accelerate the recovery process. We anticipate that the work will be completed over the coming days, subject to fair weather conditions.
Maphumulo is given a list of the affected areas.
Elysium, Besley, Ifafa, Coolwater, Sezela, Mtwalume Urban, Kolokolo, Nomakazana, Sibanini, Begulwandle, Mfazazana, Sihlonyaneni, Section 26, Arnold Lushaba Hospital, Ngambini, Bunwini, Makoso, Bangibizo, Dembese, Mathulini, Nyangwini, and Mkangini.
And with Christmas around the corner, authorities have urged motorists in KZN to drive carefully as traffic volumes continue to rise. The N3 toll concession says it's already recorded between 12 and 13,000 vehicles per day during peak periods at the Moy and De Hoek toll plazas. It says similar high traffic volumes are expected across KZN tomorrow. The N3TC's Tanya Duggar has warned motorists to be cautious with inclement weather expected to continue this week.
All of these conditions place additional strain on drivers. A particular concern are crashes involving public transport vehicles such as minibus taxis. Our data indicates that approximately 81% of crash incidents on the N3 toll route are attributed to human error, and more than 60% of crashes recorded this year were single vehicle incidents.
Meanwhile, the RTI's Cindy Msimang says officers will remain highly visible on KZN roads.
Traffic volumes are expected to increase significantly on N2, N3 and N11. We would like to advise the motorists to be cautious of Van Rynen's Pass, Cliffdale and all other construction zones. Please travel safely, take breaks in between your driving, ensure your vehicle is in a good roadworthy condition, and don't forget your driver's license.
The repatriation of 17 South African men lured to Russia to fight the war in Ukraine is allegedly being stalled by demands for money from the military contractors involved in their recruitment. According to News 24, the contractors working for the Russian army are demanding a refund for the money paid to the MK party and some of the families of the men for sending them to Moscow. The MK party says it's not aware of any request to the party to repay any money. Your top story this hour, Umngeni Uthukela Water says heavy rain over the weekend damaged an important water system supplying the Umzumbe and Umdoni local municipalities. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.